was good but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? Not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Monday. How are we?
Feeling fantastic. It's a Monday.
Recovered, refreshed.
Ready to go.
Is your shop set up now?
It was open on the weekend. A soft launch. Exactly. It was going well. It was fantastic.
Lots of people in.
Buzzing between 10 and 12.
Wow.
It was very busy. Yeah.
Lots of sales.
Did pretty good. Yeah. Always room for growth. That's what I say.
Well, Meg's ready to work for you.
Are you, Meg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you're going to employ Meg.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Come on over.
How much per hour?
No, I haven't worked that out yet. That'll be a private negotiation.
I'll submit my resume in writing.
Yeah.
With a cover letter.
Are you like an award wage type of boss, or do you pay a little bit extra?
Above, for sure.
Oh, good.
Because always on the lookout for talent, right?
Yeah.
It's important to foster talent and grow it and motivate.
Nothing, yeah.
That's right. You've got to do that. I say it's essential.
Now, how was your weekend, Meg?
Meg
and I got drunk on the weekend.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
Left my glasses at his house.
It was the shoes last week at Mardi Gras.
This week, yeah. It's not a night out unless I leave something somewhere.
That's my motto in life.
We went to the station. Do you know what was really embarrassing?
I was on the hunt for a man
on the weekend.
Yeah.
We went to the station.
Did you find any there?
There was a hot security guard, right? I swear to God he was flirting with me. I tell you right now, if his workmates weren't around, he would have come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, long story short, we're out the front of the stage and they'd closed. And Meg and I were hanging around like a bad smell just so I could like talk to him.
Yeah.
But then all of his workmates said, "Where's your Uber? Isn't it here yet?"
And he's like, "Oh." Did you get his number or anything?
No.
We'll just go back.
No, I've never gone back there again.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
How'd you recover, Meg?
I slept for like 30 hours.
Jeez.
It wasn't fun.
Wow, that's a long sleep.
Yeah.
Shouldn't go out in your 30s. It's so hard to bounce back.
Is that just a life lesson you've learned? Mm. Well, good stuff.
Kind of learning. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
I was watching you lifting weights on your story on the weekend. Did you like achieve some sort of new goal or...
A little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us. Come on, share.
Just share
the glory.
Yo, CrossFit Muscle Brook, if you want to see Jess work out, that's fair.
Or just her story.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you're so fit. You are really committed to the gym, aren't you?
Well, it's good. It's fun.
I like
it. Healthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you go every day during the week?
Pretty much.
Yeah. What about weekends?
I did this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Clearly not much going on.
I reckon you could beat our asses if you had to.
Probably, like, so don't, mess with me.
I was going to say, if we ever need security ourselves, Jess is the one. Give her one of those little earpieces like the blokes at Westfield have.
The black shirt.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Freshly manicured Mo, I noticed this morning.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. When people compliment my mustache.
Is it a different look or is it just tidier?
No, I tidied up a little bit, shaved the face.
Oh, good stuff.
Looks good.
Ready for a week ahead.
Absolutely. Oh, I saw you were hanging out with your little niece playing dads on the weekend.
Nephew,
Jackson. Nephew, niece.
He's going to come for you and he'll also beat you up just like Jess.
That was cute.
Yeah, I had my nephew in town. Do you know what? My legs are so sore today because I played a lot of soccer. Kids just don't wear out.
They have so much energy.
They just don't stop. Me and my partner were like, let's wear him out. We'll get him to bed early tonight. And we'd be kicking the ball real far. And then we're like, no, we're going home. We're tired.
And then he went to bed.
And he stayed up and played Xbox.
Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses. Starting off the week, 23. The Lasses are leading us by 2 points. We're on 21. On offer today, $50 Ampol fuel card for the winner. We need one guy, one girl. Our number, 131009. If you want to play. Fuel's ridiculous. Do you know, yesterday I had to pay, I think it was like $2.14 a litre for E10.
My God.
The shit. The goon of fuel.
It is too. Doesn't go as far.
Lads versus lasses.
I don't know what happened. The lads had so much promise last week. We were in front for a whole 24 hours. Unfortunately, though, the lasses have streaked ahead. 23 points, leading the lads on 21, are playing for a $50 Ampol fuel card for the winner this morning.
It's a new week.
That's right. Come on, guys.
Positivity, guys.
Exactly right. Well, let's meet T, first of all, from Rutherford, a youth worker, and she says she's spending a ridiculous $160 on fuel a week. My God. It's so expensive at the moment, right?
Hello, T.
No. Oh, no. T's not
there.
T's gone.
T's gone. All right.
Let's go to Brad from Gwendolyn. Works in temporary fencing. Went to a wedding on the weekend. The biggest thing he has ever won is a meat tray. So very keen to win the fuel. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Was it a decent-sized meat tray, though? Come on.
It was pretty good. You had a leg of lamb and all the rest.
There you go. You can't complain about that. All right, let's get you a win today, hey? Question one.
Okay, Crow's
Crow's feet are the name of wrinkles that appear where on the face?
Next to your eyes.
That is correct. Well done. All right. Question two. Multiple choice. Colour Bar is a brand that makes what? Is it A, makeup, B, hair dye, or C, nail polish?
Probably nail polish.
No, it's makeup.
Oh, right. I would have guessed that as well.
All right. Question three. True or false? The QV skincare range was named after Queen Victoria Hospital.
False.
That's true.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
They actually developed it for Queen Victoria Hospital.
Wow. Interesting. Yes.
There you go. Hey, one on the board. Not too bad this morning, Brad. We still need a last. T's dropped out. 13, 10, 09, 10 seconds on the clock. If you want to take on Brad for the $50 worth of free fuel today, you need two correct answers to win. We'll start the clock now.
Okay.
As if you don't need free fuel right now.
Well, Brad seems to be the one who's going to see and get it.
Here we go.
There we go.
Okay. He was me all confident. Brad was just going to get a freebie.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Are you ready to try and win some free fuel?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck in your quest with question number one. This one's multiple choice. What does the brand XU1 make? Is it A, power tools, B, protein powder, or C, trailers? XU1.
Protein powder?
Oh, no, it's power tools. All right, number two. If you've got a bottle of Valvoline 15W40, what is that? What's in the bottle?
Fuel?
No, engine oil.
Oh, my God.
All right, you need this one to stay in the game.
Good
Kelly.
Luck.
Here we go.
Come good luck.
On, Kelly.
Which car brand makes the Viper? Come on, you know this.
Come on, Kelly.
The something Viper.
Nah, sorry.
Nah. No good.
Dodge. That
Dodge.
Brad's got it.
Lads.
Good job, Brad.
Brad?
50 bucks. Free fuel coming at you. Thanks, man.
Beauty indeed.
See you, mate. Yeah.
See you, Brad.
Thanks very much, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you, Brad. Jeez, what a great guy.
I told you, a brand new week for you guys.
It sure is.
Fresh.
Another point on the board for us.
Only one behind again. Now 22, Lass is still on 23.
Yeah, this is going to be our week. Hey, up next, got to tell you this story. From out at the farm, my parents were saying the reason, or part of the reason that they were late to visit us was that there was a giant explosion just down the road with police.
Are they okay?
They're okay.
Yeah.
They didn't actually realise it was happening because my dad's deaf and my mum was mowing the lawn and had earmuffs on. But the police showed up and said, what do you know about this? Huge, huge drama out at the farm just down the road. Crazy story. We'll get into it up next.
Sounds like a storyline from like, Blue Heelers or something.
Honestly, it's like that. It's like something off Home and Away.
Oh, mate, Mount Thomas.
It's
Lassen has exploded again.
Massive explosion on the next door. Basically next door.
Details in minutes. The Novos.
Yeah, a crazy story. My parents were like, oh, sorry, we're a bit late. There was a bit of drama at the farm. So what happened was my mum was doing the, like, mowing. And
so they were visiting on the weekend.
Yeah, they came to visit on Saturday, right? And my mum was doing a bit of mowing. She's got this, like, big ride on it because they've got a lot of area. She has, like, the, like, ear protectors on, so you can't hear anything. There was a massive explosion, and two police cars arrived at their place to say, did you hear anything, or do you know what's going on? My mum had no idea. Of course she had to go out for a sticky beak and a rubber neck to see exactly what's happening, right? So apparently, up on the mountain, there's these roads, right? On the top of the mountain, they live in this valley, there's these, like, fire trail roads. So they're, like, cleared dirt roads that fire trucks and four-wheel drives can access and stuff. And they are sort of, I think they're semi-public roads. You can access them if you know the way up sort of thing. What had happened was these people had been driving a four-wheel drive with a caravan towed at the back. Now, this caravan, I believe, was maybe going to be used for some sort of cooking or some sort of creation. And I'm thinking, like, part of the cooking involved some, like, volatile chemicals.
Chemistry, maybe.
Possibly.
Sounding like Year 7 science.
Well, it could be something like that. And that's possibly where
lots
they...
test tubes and...
Yeah, exactly.
Things bubbling away.
Yeah, so they towed this caravan. They were looking for a place to do that cooking, maybe a bit of weekend recreation, if you will. And they'd chosen these roads up near the top of... the neighbours near my parents' farm. And then they got stuck, and either they couldn't turn the caravan around, or it somehow shook some of the chemicals around and things got a little bit fiery. There was a massive explosion and the caravan caught fire.
So they lost their caravan.
Yeah, and their cooking project seems to be all over.
So what happened in the end?
Well, they obviously left. They didn't want to deal with the burning, exploded caravan.
The consequences of their action.
There were six fire trucks, five police cars, and every Sticky Beak neighbour in the area was there, and it was a big drama. All pretty much, like, within kilometres of the farm where my parents live in. It's literally then, like, the land connected to the neighbours. It's crazy.
Jeez.
Big drama on the farm.
Tonight on MasterChef. Caravan on the Hill edition. Caravan versus Hill.
Can you cook up a special meal in a remote location? We take MasterChef on the road.
Is Pete Evans one of the judges?
Well, perhaps he could be.
Was
I'm not
him?
Sure. I don't know. I didn't see. Nobody caught a glimpse of them. Funny that. Away they ran.
What a waste of a caravan, by the way.
Yeah, too. Caravans at the moment, very
red
expensive.
Hot.
Could
have made more money from the caravan had it been in great condition.
Possibly, yeah. Look, I'm not going to be pretending to be the expert on the finer things of these.
Selling those meals at the markets might not have gone down too well.
Maybe not. Very remote spot to do cooking as well.
Is your mum a big rubbernecker?
Oh, look, she'll have a good look. She goes, it's very rare that there's an explosion nearby. I said, of course it is.
Checking in with Jesse in the newsroom next to New FM Plus. We are playing 100K Wordplay very soon. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Last week, a little bit of a scary situation in my family. So my fiancé, Josh, his mum got admitted to hospital.
Oh, jeez.
So she's got epilepsy and they were having some issues with medication and all that kind of stuff. Luckily, she's all good. She's at home now. All good. But the thing was, the poor bugger in hospital, being in hospital at the best of times isn't great.
No.
And then when you get stuck with a bedmate, like a roommate type person, who's not who you'd normally hang out with the worst.
Sometimes that curtain between the beds is not enough.
It's not enough. So this poor mother-in-law, the person next to her had an obsession with those religious debate shows that are on, I don't know what channel they're on, but she was watching them.
This just sound terrible.
She was watching them for a good 8 to 9 hours, like a day, to the point of it got to midnight. And my mother-in-law's had to call the nurse and go, excuse me, can you just tell her to either turn it off or turn it
off? Oh, is it one of those middle-of-the-night type things?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And she had it on the entire time, like to the point where she couldn't sleep, all of these. So she had to get the nurse to go, excuse me, it is time to turn.
Midnight?
And she's like, look, I'd be happy with it just to turn it down. But she had it like full volume. Obviously, the poor woman couldn't hear.
Not good.
No. So, 13 10 09, hospital dramas with like your roommate. Have you had to say something? Were they just unbelievably rude?
Dramas at the hospital.
Yeah.
Whenever I've been in hospital, I've only had old ladies next to me.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Very nice to chat to. Hello, hello, how are you today, darling? Oh, hello, darling.
Hello, dear.
And you can have the same chat again and again, because mostly they're forgotten.
Yeah.
It's true. The Novos.
Thirteen ten oh nine. Your hospital stay dramas. My mother-in-law was in hospital last week. Luckily, she's all home. She's better now, and she had to deal with the roommate in the hospital room who was obsessed with the religious debate TV shows,
religious programming, like the over the top and eccentric pastor.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the States.
And then add debate into that. And this woman was watching it for a good, like, 9 to 12 hours a day, up until midnight, very, very loud. Clearly, she couldn't hear the programming. I don't know. Got to the point where my mother-in-law had to tell the nurse, can you say something? Because she's too polite. She's too polite to say anything to her. Like, I'll just get the nurse to do it for me. She did. Turned it off. Great.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
You're already in hospital.
Eating shit food.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Angry.
Sick.
Sick.
Yep. The whole situation isn't good.
Hey, Jennifer's hit us up on the Novos Instagram at the Novos _. Her friend went in for minor surgery when they were visiting India to remove a lip cyst. Woke up 8 days later with her right leg amputated above the knee.
Oh, my God.
What? Wow. That's traveling in her 20s.
Oh, my God.
Got to be careful out there. That is crazy. That's not what you're going for.
I mean, there's your mother-in-law's problem, and then there's something like that. Wow.
Well, I did come across this one not too long ago where a guy, he was staying with another guy in the room, and the other guy liked to watch a bit of porn at 3 a.m. on his iPad. And then follows on to say he would then FaceTime his girlfriend afterwards to finish the.
Oh my God!
To whip some cream.
Yeah. So look, there are different parallels of hospital dramas.
Jeez, I'll have none of those experiences, please.
Absolutely not.
Stay real healthy if I can.
I'm really lucky. Last time I was in hospital, they basically had me in a private room for the last night of it, and it was just pitch black, dark. Beautiful.
Did you go to a private hospital?
Yes. You have to go to private hospital for what I had done. So,
do you go to private hospitals, Crevo? Or
I've gone to both.
Say you like had an operation, had to have like an operation tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you have healthcare that allows you to go to a private hospital? Okay.
Yeah. I just go wherever I'd get it.
I've kept mine just in case I had any issues.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Smart move.
Mm.
The public hospital system is like fine.
That is fine.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except you have to share rooms, and I mean, look.
Well, yeah, you could get a religious debate show going on next year, but as long as they still
with the iPad at 3 a.m., who knows?
As long as they still save my life, I'm all good.
Exactly.
I don't know what's worse. I'm just trying to like
out of those, out the two,
out of all of
the
those
religious
situations.
Programming or the old mate. I think the TV might be worse.
Longer.
You get a bit of a lull out of the ladder.
Exactly.
You know.
Also, with the iPad, he most likely had headphones. so you wouldn't be able to hear it.
It's more of a, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
Across the room.
That's true. Well, something, that's what the curtain's there for.
Something running around under his blanket? What's going on
there? Are there mice in here?
Hey, Jackson's in with What's the Goss up next. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I've got details on Kanye West's latest attack on Kim Kardashian. Also, to Hailey Bieber rushed to hospital over the weekend. Yes. I'll tell you why.
Jeez.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, very sad news about Hailey Bieber.
Jackson. Yeah, so over the weekend she was hospitalized. Everyone was freaking out. So she's come clean on her Instagram about exactly what happened. So she had a small blood clot in her brain following COVID-19.
Jeez.
Yeah, so they're saying it's a COVID-19 complication. Apparently she was having breakfast with Justin Bieber and started suffering stroke-like symptoms, but her body has passed it since and she's fine back at home. She recovered within 12 hours.
That's terrifying.
Very scary, right?
Wow.
Anything with blood and brain, just scary.
And, like, so young and healthy and rich, which kind of, like, you know, you never think that the rich and famous are exempt. But when it happens to them, you're like, oh, God.
Well, it just goes to show how serious COVID is.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all become a little bit complacent, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? COVID hasn't existed in, like, my... Well, you know, you just kind of forget about it. I mean, no one's talking about it really anymore that much.
Well, that's right.
One of my best mates got COVID over the weekend and he's triple vaxxed and he is sick.
Not well.
Still out there.
Still all those variants flying around. Like everybody says, oh, Omicron, it's not as bad, but people are still getting Delta and it's hitting them very hard.
Well, there's the new Omicron variant, BA2, they're saying by the end of the month will be the dominant strain in circulation.
God, it keeps changing so quickly, doesn't it?
Apparently more transmissible.
Yeah, they're talking about bringing those restrictions back.
And
masks,
do you know what's scary? Apparently you can catch, like, the both strains at the same time.
Yeah, well, they're saying flu as well, Flumicron is coming. With winter.
My God.
One of the companies, they said they were actually working on a flu vaccine that had a COVID vaccine in it as well.
Oh, my God.
Which I thought was quite interesting.
So many vaccines. You've got to get vaccinated for that mosquito virus that makes your head explode as well.
It's all
very fun. God, we live in a fun world.
Busy.
Sick of the first once in a lifetime.
Grim.
Everything's once in a lifetime for us. Cut us a break. Everyone's like, oh, you know.
Plus,
we're paying like $3 million for a shit house home. You know?
Yeah.
Cut us a break. Cut us a break.
Throw the fuel in as well. We're having a great time in 2022.
My God.
Kanye West, he's launched another attack at ex-wife Kim Kardashian over the weekend. This time it's about TikTok and not wanting his daughter on there.
Hey, everybody. I just got off the phone with Kim. I told her to stop antagonizing me with this TikTok thing. I said it's never again. I am her father. I know y'all don't respect fathers and the idea of family and media tries to promote something. I said I'm not allowing my daughter to be used by TikTok, to be used by Disney. I have a say-so. Most men do not. There's no such thing as 50-50 custody in society today. It always leans towards the mom. And I'm happy that you guys got to see just a small piece of what I dealt with.
This guy's a loose cannon.
Oof, he is losing
it. He can sit there and say what he wants, but the way he was treating Kim throughout that whole divorce, single, whatever, was ridiculous.
Look, I'm going to say this. That guy is textbook abusive.
Yeah.
And if that's happening in front of the public, could you imagine what's going on behind closed doors in that marriage and why she left?
Absolutely.
Do you know, I'm really open to banning all Kanye news on the show. Because, do you know,
it's a tricky one because it is...
It's too much.
He's unhinged, but it is interesting.
Every day, something new.
Bloody hell. Oh, well, there you go. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. 3 minutes to seven right now. We are playing 100K Wordplay very soon. Stand by.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamer.
To wake you up.
With copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Over the last couple of weeks or so, I've been trying to think of things that will help me in improve my mental health. Because
that's good.
It's been a struggle for the last year or so, I will admit it. And I've been doing little things here and there, trying to meditate, all that kind of stuff. There's one thing in particular, though, that I realised that I could be doing that might affect things in a good way, and that's stop being so reliant on technology.
Okay.
Because I'm the type of person who I'm always on my phone. I'm always on the iPad. I'm always on the computer, something like that. One little thing, though, that I've gotten rid of in my life, and I'll tell you what, holy crap, the difference it has made has been ridiculous.
Really?
I'm going to let you guys know what it is next. But
it's a Meg's life hack section.
If you have this in your life, I'm going to urge you to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. It's done wonders.
The Novos.
Yeah, so I was just telling you guys that I've been working on my mental health over the last couple of weeks, couple of months even.
Run us through what's been going on.
Yeah, just I haven't been happy with how I've been feeling within myself and all that kind of stuff. And so I've done things, I've gone to doctors, all that kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what, I'll take things into my own hands and just try and give up my reliance on technology. Because I think, to a degree, that might have something to do with it. Because when you're contactable 24/7, you tend to feel obliged to respond to people 24/7. And when you want to have alone time, it doesn't work.
It can be overstimulating,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
Because it's constant, right?
It's constant. It's absolutely constant. So the big thing for me is my phone is always on silent, go figure.
Yeah.
And the problem is I own a smartwatch.
Right.
Where it gives me constant every time I get a message, every time I get an email, every time I get a comment on my Instagram, anything like that. And I thought last week after we went to Mardi Gras, Maddie, it died. Like, it died on me, and then I haven't charged it since. And tell you what, the last week has been amazing.
Really? Because, so you reckon it's been a big change for your
absolutely.
Situation?
Absolutely. It was just because I'm not constantly checking something, or something's not constantly buzzing me to go, hey, you need to talk to someone, hey, you need to speak
so
to someone.
So it really is just the feeling that when you want to be alone, you can't be alone.
Yeah.
And the watch is really that immediate thing.
Absolutely.
And it ruins that for you.
Absolutely. And people think that, you know, you don't have to respond to people all that kind of time. But then in my head, because I'm very anxiety driven, like, I know someone's messaged me, I really should respond straight away. They don't know that I've got that little notification saying they sent me a message. But in my head, I know that I haven't read the message, but I know there's
one. That's great. I mean, in life you have to do these things. I think everybody that goes through any sort of mental health issue, and that's most people.
At some point along the way.
At some point
in
their lives.
I feel like each person has their own individual thing in their own mind that, you know, obviously stokes your mental health overall.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that's good. If you get rid of it, why not? I mean, a lot of people do that. They go on technology bans for a couple of weeks, phones, social media. I know social media in particular, Instagram can be very, very all-consuming for some people out there. I know a few people that just sometimes
they just
turn off their phones and I think it's great.
It is, because in a lot of ways, a phone, and especially when the watch physically vibrates upon your body, it's actually quite rude. I know that sounds weird, but think about this for a second, right? When you call somebody, what you're essentially saying is, hey, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me now, talk to me.
Yeah.
Right? And that vibration is like a physical representation of that.
Yeah.
So if you think about it from that perspective, to be able to have that time where you're not being interrupted and annoyed is really important, I think.
Well, it used to happen a lot while I was driving in particular, where I'd feel that, and you feel like you need to pull over to talk to that person. It's just this constant, all-consuming thing.
Mm.
And I'm going to recommend, if you are like that and you want to switch off, even just a little bit, you don't want to give up your phone, you don't want to give up your social media, but you've got a smartwatch, I'm going to say put it in the drawer.
Even for a while.
So just for a week, I felt so much better in the last week just by getting rid of that. So strange.
So, next on the show, 131009, would you like Meg's Apple Watch?
Do you want to buy it?
Giving it away for free.
Oh, I was going to say she's going to sell it.
No, that's good, Meg. I'm glad.
Look, good stuff.
Little things that can help with your mental health, and I'm
Recommend all about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey,
oh my God, someone's actually ringing.
Really?
We're not giving away a watch.
It's sure. not for free. You got to pay money if you want that.
Yeah.
Look,
I've got to pay Optus somehow.
Exactly.
I can't believe he called. Someone else is now. There is no watch.
It's not up for grabs. Relax, everyone.
It's dead anyway. You don't want it. No charger included.
Married at First Sight has, of course, been heating up or continues to be hot on our screens. Kate and Matt on the show next for a chat.
The walkout okay. yesterday. Oh.
Big drama.
I'll tell you what, they quickly waved that ironclad contract in their faces as they all walked out of the
yes.
commitment ceremony.
Back in.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Yeah, that's right. Maths back in full swing. And, of course, last night was huge. And we've got some guests here now. Matt and Kate, good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
How crazy was last night, right?
Yeah, what's the take this morning, guys? You've watched it back, Kate. What was your whole
vibe?
Vibe on that, yeah.
Obviously, it was a huge night. There was a lot going on, especially in that night, especially where we were leaving, and then Carolina and Daniel walking in. It was pretty crazy. None of us were expecting it.
The whole walkout thing, though, what happened behind the scenes there? Was that like a legitimate thing, and the producers came back in and said, "Hey, guys, see this signed contract? You better get your asses back in," or was it a bit staged?
That was actually a legitimate thing, yes. I think everyone was, like, in support of Daniel and Dion at that point.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, yeah, we're going to walk out with you. So,
jeez.
What was the vibe when everyone went back in, though? That's the thing I'm worried about.
The awkwardness.
You would have been able to cut it with a knife.
Yeah, it was. It was extremely frosty.
Yeah.
And as Kate said, we were all there to support Dion. And when you had Carolina and Daniel on the couch, it was all eyes on them.
It is this Dion guy, just from watching the show, you guys would have a more intimate insight into it, of course. He just seems like a nice guy. Just a lovely guy that's come on here legitimately to find love, and Carolyn has just, you know, made a fool of him.
Yeah, Dion is a lovely guy. I think that Carolina, like, she was on the show for love, and she may have gone about it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
She probably, in hindsight, probably would have gone about it differently if she could do it again. But, Dion is a nice guy. I think we all just, you know, hope he does find love in the future.
I have to ask, how would either of you reacted if the similar situation had happened to you on Maths?
Yeah, I think a little bit the same, Meg.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think we were all still shaking our heads last night watching it all back.
Yeah.
I think Dion dealt with it really well. I think he's a consummate gentleman.
He's very mature, absolutely.
Now, of course, a few days ago, you guys were the ones making the headlines, Matty, with your little night out. Now, that little night out, not so little, apparently. We've all been there, right?
Everyone's been there on the weekend.
Kate, what is it about? I get the whole drunken behavior thing's a bit of a turn off. But do you kind of expect that from the relationship moving forward if you guys stay together? Like, that's just not a thing for Matt?
Yeah, look, I have no problems with someone having a bit of fun and having a drink. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it was more like with Matt, it was more so how to behave and the actions he did while he was drinking rather than, you know, the actual drinking. But at the end of the day, I am a nutritionist. I do live a really healthy lifestyle. In terms of, like, connecting with someone and, you know, being with them long term, drinking probably wouldn't suit me really.
Compatible.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a big night out?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, two wines for me is a big night out these days.
But like a big night. When for you? Can you even remember?
25, maybe.
Yeah.
It's been a while, is what you're saying.
Yeah. When you've lived a single life, though, especially in your 30s and your 40s, if you're single, your life's open. I feel like you do that a lot more to fill the void. So it is really.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, like, that's it, yeah? Yeah? Like, I'm a single guy. I'm in my 30s. I probably go out more than a lot of other people do. But that's just, you know, you don't have anyone to go home to. You know, sometimes you like some company. Going out for a few drinks, yeah. Why not?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I agree with you. And sometimes it becomes a bit of a bad habit as well, which is...
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kind of some of the bad habits that I fall back into from time to time.
Guys, you guys overall seem pretty solid. I hope you find some middle ground and you're happy.
Absolutely.
Good luck on the experiment. Maths is back 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. And there's some OnlyFans scandal tonight, apparently.
Oh,
I'm not very interesting.
I'm not surprised.
What's that? Jeez.
What's
OnlyFans?
What's OnlyFans? I've never heard of it before in my entire life.
Well, I guess we'll learn all about it tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Bonobos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creva. To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. Bonobos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
We had quite an interesting discussion on Friday, and that was in regards to having your boss on your social media.
Of course, yes.
Facebook, your Instagram, etc. Now, our direct boss, JT, I've worked here for 4 years almost.
Mm.
And some people in the office are friends with him and others are not. But I've, it's like, you know, not that I'm, like, you're friends with him, Meg.
Now,
brown noser.
This is the thing, though. Do you know how I got my job here? Via messaging JT on Instagram. That's
really
how I got my job.
See, that's worked out for you.
There you go.
I've always been of the mindset, and Jackson, you're in here as well. You're not friends with him on Facebook either, are you?
Yeah.
You're not Creva?
No.
I don't know why, but we just never have been, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I don't think your bosses should be on your socials seeing what you're doing.
Yeah,
in your
I agree.
Life.
Yes, but at the same time, our general manager, who is also one of our bosses, you guys have him, correct?
Yes.
I don't.
Are you
I know that's a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah. So.
But that's, you know, my life, really. Jess, do you have all the bosses on socials?
Well, you are a boss, aren't you?
She is a boss.
Yes.
Yeah. News director. Are you friends with your fellow bosses?
I don't think I'm friends with JT. I'm friends with the others, but
he's very selective. He's very selective with his friends on Facebook.
Now, Jess, you're a manager of many people. Many. You've got many subordinates. Have they befriended you?
Yes.
Oh,
we're friends on the socials.
Okay, interesting.
But you are under 30 as well. I think it is an under 30s thing.
That's true.
Possibly. Because I don't think there's anyone in the newsroom over 30, yeah?
Oh, well.
See, it can go very wrong, I feel, having your bosses on socials. What I want to do is open up the lines. 131009 is our number. Has having your boss on social media turned bad for you? Have you uploaded something you shouldn't have and they've seen it? Has it gotten you into trouble at work?
You're calling sick and then the next thing you're doing stories from the pub.
I've heard of that happening.
Right or wrong?
Down at the beach.
Is it okay to have your boss on your social media?
The Novos.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook. I don't give a f*** about your Instagram.
Yeah, we're chatting about bosses on social media last week.
Oh, yeah.
Off the air. And it did get me thinking, is it okay? So, over the weekend in particular, you know when you have those moments where you want to have a little rant about work? I realised that I do have one or two bosses on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And I almost hit post on something. Oh. It wasn't anything bad. It was just general whinging and whining.
General venting.
Was it going to be like a vague book thing?
Yeah.
Vague booking.
And I was like, actually, maybe not. Maybe it's better if I don't post
just
this.
Don't do
but
that.
But then I thought if I didn't have them on socials,
it would have
be
been
fine.
It would have been okay.
But it's too awkward to delete them now, right?
This is where a good meme comes in handy, where you can just be, I thought this was quite funny.
Well, did you communicate your whole life and feelings through memes, man?
Yes, I know. I know.
The language of memes.
It's just funny, though, how, like, some bosses allow it and then others don't. Like, our boss, JT. Like, I've never been friends with him on Facebook, neither of you, Creva or Jackson, but he's accepted Meg.
He did.
I wonder if I sent him a friend request, if he would even accept.
I wonder that as well.
Do you do that as a test or not?
Do you reckon there's a test in this?
Oh, good one.
We have to have him on our socials.
Yeah, that's true.
You can always unfriend.
He always seems to know what's going on people's social media.
Well, to be fair, he's a stalker of my stories.
Is he?
For sure.
You see him always looking at them. What's Megsy up to?
I have very strict rules around this. Yeah. Like, no bosses on Facebook. Instagram's not private, so I'm happy to have them on there, but I've always got them blocked from, seeing my stories.
Oh, that's a great idea.
All the time. That's clever.
Smart. I see everyone scurrying to do the same.
All right, let's go to Gabby. Hello, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Yourself?
Doing really well. Bosses on socials, yes or no?
I've got some of my bosses on socials, and I've never had too many issues with it.
Yeah.
My brother has, though.
Oh, what's your brother done?
So he's got a bunch of his bosses on socials, and, you know, one day he was feeling a bit sick, cough, and went off to play a game of golf and posted some pictures of the glorious golf day.
When he was meant to be at home recovering.
Yeah.
That's rookie error.
That's where you go wrong.
Exactly.
So you have them on there. They're always sniffing about.
Yeah.
I know, when you've been off golfing.
Look, have a couple of photos stored up in your phone of you sitting there watching Netflix. Put them up if you have to.
Yeah, easy to bank them away.
The old photo of the thermometer on high.
Photos of the beach sometimes.
COVID test.
Who would? Nobody's done that.
It's funny, somebody else at work sent me the same picture of this positive rat.
Google image reverse, whatever it is.
Same background.
Yeah. That doesn't look like your house.
I didn't know Maddie lived in the countryside.
Yeah.
What?
Had a big backyard.
Why is there a llama in the background? He doesn't have a llama.
No, it's weird. Oh, well, he must have got one. Nothing to worry about there.
So what we're getting out of this, though, it depends on the boss, is what you're saying. Because you've got certain bosses.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then boss Jess.
I've got my old bosses from other works on mine.
That's
once
different.
You leave, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm a classic. If I leave, I'll add.
You can find out what I'm up to after
I'm
leaving.
Exactly.
Crevo doesn't discriminate, though, with his Facebook friends. Crevo's got the most exclusive friends list in Newcastle.
Yeah.
If you as a listener have ever sent him a friend request, let me tell you where it is. It's sitting in purgatory because he would rather just leave it than, say, ignore. But he doesn't really want you on his socials if he doesn't know you, right?
Introduce yourself at a minimum is what I say. Say who you are, say where we met, then we're in business.
Simple. The difference is Facebook, yes. Instagram, no. Instagram's different.
You're a public figure, Crevo.
Yeah.
Am I? Oh,
of course
not.
You probably got
more
celebrity.
Insta followers than I do.
I doubt it. I've only got about 10.
Really?
Birthday Lotto up next. $300 up for grabs. Yes, please. Going to start a new week. I'll buy you a tank of fuel. August is the month that we're looking for. 13-10-09. If you'd like to score $300 and you're born in August.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, quick and easy is what Birthday Lotto is. That's what it is. The chance to just win some cash right now. $300 on the line. August Babies is who we're after. Let's meet a contestant.
Yes. Let's go to Bridget in Singleton. She's a teacher. Says snails are the strangest thing she's ever eaten. The most famous people she's ever met are Justice Crew. Oh, my God. Happier to have a quiet week after being evacuated last week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you all good now after being evacuated?
Yes, we're all good.
What was that like? Where did you have to go?
Oh, well, it was kind of interesting because where we are, we're right on the river.
Yeah.
So they wanted us out, which is fine.
Yeah.
But we had to go to main downtown of Singleton.
Yeah.
And the streets were flooding because there was nowhere for all the flood water to go from the street.
Jeez.
So, floodgates were closed.
Scary stuff, hey.
Oh, my God. So it was you and your family, yeah?
Me and my partner.
You and your partner. So what was it like? Like, where did you have to exactly stay? Like, was it camping style?
Oh, no, we were lucky enough that my father-in-law's downtown. So.
Oh, good.
Well, thank God you had somewhere to stay that was, you know, safe and warm and all that.
All right. Well, hopefully we can make you this week a little bit better. Kick it off with $300. Let's spin these birthday balls for you, okay?
Oh, God. Yep. Good luck, Bridget.
All right. All right. Were you born on the 11th of August?
No, the 2nd.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Damn it. Oh, this time.
Tried. Oh, well, another chance to win $300 before 9 o'clock.
That's right, birthday lotto back then.
Yeah, 100K wordplay is on the way, guys. Tell us about that. That's amazing.
So basically, if you don't know how this works, 100K, you could score it. All you have to do, it's a bit of word association, if you will.
That's right.
So we're going to give you a word at random.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to just basically say a word that either Maddie, myself, or Crevo would say in response to that word. The best part is, you kind of have to know us.
That's right. So it's easy, easy but hard is how I'd say
it. We're gonna play, I'd say, in the next half an hour
very
or so.
Very soon.
Lenovo's good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, mate.
No, you have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
All right. Do you want a chance at $100,000?
Yes, please.
I know you do. Oh, Craig, but no, you can't.
No.
You can't. You're out.
Who's saying no to that?
Well, I was going to say, you have to say no because you already know the answers to 100K Wordplay, which we are playing next. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So how this works is basically we're going to give you a word and then you have to have like a response to that word that matches a pre-recorded answer from Maddie, myself, or Crevo. If you get it, you are in the draw to potentially play for $100,000, not to mention you'll even score yourself a two-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara.
Hey, so let's do it.
It's the number winning right there.
131009.
The Novos.
EMF Fitness Centre, Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
New FM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Think of all the things that you could do with $100,000. Like, I'm thinking house deposit, I'm thinking renovations, maybe a car. Maybe you want to propose, but you can't afford a ring right now. 100 grand, that's a pretty flashy looking ring, my friend.
I don't believe in spending six figures on a ring.
Oh,
how
you know what,
ridiculous.
You under, want
under
5K. If you want 100,000.
I'd still under 5K.
Oh, you know what? Treat yourself.
Or buy a jet ski.
You know what?
Do something really fun.
Look, if I had the option of an engagement ring or a jet ski, I'd probably go the jet ski.
Of course you would.
Absolutely.
What's a ring going to do for you?
It is shiny. You know me, I'm like a magpie. I like shiny things.
You do.
But we are playing 100K Wordplay. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Very easy game. Bit of word association.
All right, let's meet a lucky player today. It is Kelly. Good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Kelly. 100K. First thing you're buying, please.
A caravan.
Oh, yes.
Love it. How good.
You don't even have to get a second-hand one. You can get a brand new one.
Brand new.
Oh, fresh off the lot. There's nothing like new caravan smell, they say.
I've never smelt new caravan smell.
It's a special smell.
Does it smell similar to a new car?
Yeah.
Have you ever smelled?
Never smelled one, but I'm just assuming.
It just smells fancier. A caravan's more expensive.
Yeah, I'm a big guesser, you know.
Kelly, you know how this works. We're going to give you a word. You need to give us the first word that comes to mind, and we need to try and match it with either myself, Crevo, or Meg. Can we please have Kelly's word?
Yes, your word, Kelly, is tin.
T-I-N, tin. All right. Have a think, Kelly.
Okay. Donkey.
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 Okay.
On the donkey.
Okay, well, you can guess whatever word you want.
Yep, all right, let's
see.
Let's have a look.
Okay, we're looking for the word donkey. Kelly, look, I'm praying for you. First up, Crevo. Let's hear what he had to say.
Foil.
Oh. Tin foil.
No.
Not donkey. Not donkey.
All right, let's go me next. Roof. Tin roof. No.
Yeah. Also not donkey.
What did I say?
One more chance. Now, Kelly, everything to play for here. A chance to play for 100 grand.
All right, Meg, it's up to you. Did you say donkey?
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
No donkeys here.
That was a valiant and great guess.
Kelly, why did you say donkey? I'm really interested.
Are you saying tin or pin? Sorry.
No, T-I-N.
We spelt it out and everything.
Sorry.
That's all right. So hey, better luck next
look,
time.
You still scored yourself a 2-week trial at EMF Fitness Center Qatar.
You're already a winner.
How good was that?
Kelly's great.
No, I feel bad now.
Hey, it's a donkey sound effect just to make Kelly feel better and everyone feel better, really. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Do you remember when Courtney Cox did a song with Ed Sheeran and that old man with the glasses? What's his name? His name's escaping me now.
Elton John.
That's right. Anyway,
everyone loves him.
How that came together. Also, too, the Oscars are coming up. Amy Schumer's hosting and she's opening up about what to expect.
Oh, well, there's an inspired choice. As you've done it a million times before.
She? Yeah, God, who knew?
Experience.
What's wrong, Maddie?
I don't know. I've just lost it. It's 8:10.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss? Yeah, what's the goss time with producer Jackson? What do you have for us first?
So let's talk about that song that Courtney Cox did with Ed Sheeran and Elton John. Do you remember this? Friends TV show.
They got together
and they did it and they sent it to Lisa Kudrow. Anyway, she's opened up about it. She doesn't have much to talk about at the moment. Slow celebrity weekend, just FYI. She's opened up about how that came together.
It was the greatest thing. Ed is a friend of mine and he introduced me to my partner Johnny and I've known him for years, so he's great. But he invited Elton over for dinner one night because he stays with me when he comes into town. And I was like, he asked me, was it okay? I mean, that's like saying, do you want to pick the lottery and win? So I was so thrilled. I learned how to play the song 20 minutes before he came over, and I was in awe and shaking, and I love him.
All right, hear me out. You know those dinner parties you get invited to and you're either really keen for it or you'll RSVP no 10 minutes before you're even asked?
Yep. Yes.
One with Monica from Friends, Ed Sheeran, and a man in his 800s that wears glasses that I forgot the name of by Elton John. That's one I'd say no to. Doesn't that just sound like the most boring friendship circle?
No, I'd have to say yes for Ed Sheeran. Sorry, you know me. I love Ed Sheeran.
I might go to try and get a spicy story, but that's probably it.
See, the thing is, I do watch. The thing is, I do watch Friends. I like Ed Sheeran. I'd want to be there.
I'd just be like, hey, what was the real incident with the sword and everything, Ed Sheeran? And they'd get that story, and they're like, oh, got a phone
gotta
call.
Gotta go.
Finally, you can back me up, Maddie. Doesn't that sound horrendous?
Yes,
I think. Yeah. You're not saying no.
You and I will go and get on the beers for that night.
I think we'd have more fun.
Yeah.
Probably.
I just find the whole concept of Ed Sheeran being friends with Monica from Friends
strange.
Interesting. You know? Big step down from Jennifer Aniston.
Do you know Ed Sheeran, right? Ed Sheeran. I know this is a bit of an awkward topic at the moment, but he's friends with every single celebrity that, like, weird people you wouldn't think. Like, he was really great mates with Shane Warne and his son Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of flying over for the funeral.
I'm all for having, like, a broad friendship circle of friends. Yeah. But, wow, he really does. He lives by that.
He's got, like, a vibe about, like, a finger in all pies, but also, too, all, like, what's the saying? Oh, my God, I want to get this right, because it's so Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Ed Sheeran? What do you mean by that, though?
Because he just lucks out all the time. He was always Taylor Swift's friend, or he's always...
Yeah, you're right.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
He is the king of being friend-zoned, I feel. You're right.
And now he's being dubbed the magpie. So, you know.
Oh, yes, the stealing.
NFTs, I know.
The friendly magpie is what we call him now.
The Oscars back very soon. You excited for this?
No.
We've got three hosts. Oh, don't be Debbie Downer.
Yeah, it's all right.
Three hosts, Wanda Sykes, Regina Hall, and Amy Schumer. This is the ad for it. It dropped the other day.
Are you ready to host the Oscars?
Yeah.
We're going to crush this.
We just have to do better than last year's host.
That is the thing.
Yes.
Totally. It is a competition in
I
that
don't
way.
I remember last year's host.
God, they must have sucked.
Well, I bet they got canceled.
Trash.
Oh, wait. There wasn't a host last year.
Boom. We're already winning.
We're nailing it.
Oh, it's already really good.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Wanda in a while.
Wanda Sykes is great. She's probably the one that I'm most excited about hearing from. Amy Schumer.
Who let the donkey in here?
Oh, my God. It was Kelly from 100K. Amy Schumer has opened up about what to expect.
Okay.
Have a place. My computer's frozen. Maybe the computer doesn't want to hear from
that. Thanks, Amy.
Well, everybody there, because vaccines are not required. You know, I'm going to burn some bridges. I don't know if I'll ever do this again, and I want to go out swinging.
There we go.
To me,
spicy.
You know, what this shows to me, the fact that they have to advertise the Oscars just shows that award shows are on the
dying
way out.
Breed. Yeah.
They're on the way out. When you got to put an ad on to tell people to watch it.
Sorry, you've let me loose on the 90s sound effect board I have. Goodbye, Oscars. No more, like, C-grade comedians hosting anything
the
anymore.
The only thing that could make this worse if this was the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, it's a big pass. I won't be watching.
Thank
so
you,
Justin. Elton John's, if he's there, you're not on, basically, is what you're saying.
Elton's too old to fly. They'll have to do satellite link.
Most likely. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yo. Mel C, Bryan Adams.
Where are you gone? That 90s collab.
Yeah, this is the only Bryan Adams song I can get on board with.
Oh,
yeah,
I love this song. I say it every time. It's cool.
Yeah, it's better than Please Forgive Me.
Oh. Coming up in 105 commercial free as well.
Wow. That song comes on, I should say. Look, guys, Please Forgive
we
Me.
We love all Bryan Adams
we
songs
do.
Here.
We do, yes,
and we also love Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. Oh. You notice that he's just, like, disappeared?
You know what? That's fine.
Meg's got track of him.
You know, he's got another... He's got something else in the world.
So,
I feel it.
Brendan Urie disappeared. Lil Nas X disappeared. Maybe they're in a secret relationship.
Ooh, maybe they are.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
Good job.
Maniskin.
Look at that. It's a video of them. Oh. I've just found. What are they up to over there?
Hey, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off at 9. Thank you, Jackson. Up next, on the show last week, we're telling you about our show goat, Caramilk.
That's right.
Now, a few years ago, we had some Caramilk chocolate to give away on the show. And we had this thing where we were like, okay, we'll give you a block, but you have to trade us with something like amazing.
Yeah.
Our listener Nathan hit us up with this, and it was all about the goat. He was like, I've got a goat for you.
5 blocks of the Caramilk is what's on offer. What have you got to trade for us?
I'll give you my 6-month-old goat. She thinks she's a dog. She looks like the Caramilk kind of colour. She's very disobedient.
Sounds like Maddie. A goat. We had a goat.
So Nathan's moving because he was looking after the goat for us because obviously we can't have the goat here. But he's let us know that he's moving into a small property, can't take Caramilk the goat with him. Somebody wanted to take him off his hands, but they wanted to eat it.
And that was a big no.
It's
we don't,
the cutest little goat.
We don't really want that future for Caramilk.
We're going to try and find Caramilk a home because we haven't been parents that have cared about Caramilk.
No.
We've been very flippant and neglectful.
Absentee
so
parents.
This is the least we can do. Find it a home.
Yeah. That's right.
If you are in the market for a goat, a beautiful goat called Caramilk,
that you
give us
love,
a call.
Love for a long time to come.
Yeah, 13-10-09 if you're down to own a goat. We'll do the background checks. We'll have a look.
And we want it to be
a loving home.
A friend, not food. Yeah. Is what we're going for.
Yes,
here.
No goat curries. Hello.
That's what we're saying, right? So 131009, if you could be a good home or provide a good home for Caramilk the goat.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Yeah, our show goat Caramilk has been in the care of listener Nathan, who is now moving. This is around 4 years old. She's a beautiful, cute little caramel-coloured goat.
Yeah, so cute. She's come into the station a couple of times, even into the studios.
I'm yet to meet Caramilk, actually.
I'm sure you will along
the
way.
She's gorgeous, very affectionate. She thinks she's a dog.
Aww.
Yeah.
Now, Nathan can't rehome her.
No.
Now, there was one person that wanted Caramilk, but they wanted to send her to the abattoirs.
Yeah, give her a bath with some onions and carrots and stuff. And we're like, that's we're like, not.
We
no.
can't have that.
No.
No.
Now, I know that giving away a goat is, like, different.
Well,
and
we
know that it's, like, a unique setting to be able to house a goat, but we put it out there.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, we're not giving away a goat like a prize here.
No, we're just rehoming. We're helping, we're facilitating a rehoming.
Exactly right. And we
very different.
We couldn't be clearer about that.
We are not giving away a goat.
No,
that's
Nathan's
right.
giving away a goat.
Yeah, and we're just helping out with the whole process.
We are going to Piper in Maitland. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Piper.
Tell us why you'd be the perfect home for Caramilk the goat.
Oh, I've already got four goats at home and they are the love of my life. I got them when I was in year five. We got them as babies. My dad owns a karate club in Rutherford.
Oh.
And we originally got them just because dad didn't want to mow the lawn.
Yeah,
of course.
So we got them as babies and dad said, well, we have to get three because then that means we can say we have a herd. So we've got,
we've got
three adults. We've got Daisy, Raff, and Cookie. And then, so the boys D6, and then we ended up borrowing a friend's goat to get our girl pregnant, and then she had a bubba, and we called him Milo.
Oh, Milo and Caramilk. Oh, my God. That's so cute. Sorry.
I've got to say, Piper.
So
Piper. From the offset, I think you're a strong contender because you already know about goat maintenance and they need like a little shelter and stuff, don't they?
Yep, they've got shelter. They've got two sheds out the back of our karate club. There's always kids going down, giving them pats. I adore my goats. I love them so much.
Piper.
Hugs, cuddles. We've also got a sheep as well. She's lovely.
Piper, do you think...
Her name's Jackie. We're named after Jackie Chan.
Piper, do you think that they'll, like, accept Caramilk into the herd?
Oh, of course. They're very lovely goats.
All right. Piper, I think you're a top contender.
So do
unless
I.
Mel from Stroud sells a better job here. Mel, hey. No.
Oh, Mel didn't even want to compete.
Michael from Singleton, good morning. Oh, nah, go on.
But, well,
Piper, I think you're it. No one could beat you.
What?
Yeah,
they all hung up.
They, all they heard like your resume and went, well, how can we compete?
I think we can all agree here that it just sounds like the perfect home for Caramilk with Piper. Oh, I'm
so excited.
We'll
have to get this all sorted.
Yeah, we'll obviously you know, connect you guys behind the scenes. I think Caramilk last time was just transported in the back of Nathan's car.
In a station wagon.
Which is fine, I think. So we'd love some updates once Caramilk moves out there, if that's all cool with you guys.
Unless he's already given it to those other people.
Well, I don't know. No. Nathan hasn't done that.
All right.
Hopefully not.
Well, this sounds perfect. Yeah. I think we found Caramilk, our goat, our show goat, a new home.
I'm so happy. Such a good home.
Good on you, Piper.
Yes, thanks, Piper.
Thanks for calling.
Up next, birthday lotto is worth $300.
I love it when things work out.
Yeah.
How easy was that?
Yeah. I know.
Hey, amazing. You want a goat? Okay, there it is.
To a goat lover.
A family, a herd of goats.
Caramilk's getting a family.
Caramilk's got to get a family.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
All right, yes, birthday next for $300.
Oh, yes.
What month are we looking for?
Okay, I've just spun the wheel. It's come up April.
April, if you're born in April, you want to play. Let's do it next, 131009.
Hey, I thought just before we go to the traffic...
Mm.
A lot of people have been messaging us on the New FM Facebook page about a fake profile that's contacting them. It's a scam profile saying that they've won prizes. So I just wanted to say, watch out for it. It says Jade Leader. So it was Jade who used to be on the show, but it's not her actual profile.
It's nothing to do with her. It's just a fake.
It's just a fake profile that's prompting people to go to a website to put in their credit card details. We've had like 4 or 5 messages come through in the last 24 hours. Do not click on it.
It's fake.
Report it.
Let me tell you, we're not giving away prizes to random people on Facebook. We're not doing that.
And we wouldn't ask for your credit card
Absolutely
details.
Absolutely not. So look out for that. If you get a message from us, the Novos, Jade Leader, just report it and block it because it's a scam.
Exactly right.
Just a little PSA there. Yeah.
Very good.
The Novos.
Birthday Lotto.
Wow. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Oh, maybe you spend a little bit too much on the weekend. Maybe you did retail therapy. Maybe you spend a bit too much at the pub. We have $300 up for grabs right now for someone who is born in April. That's all you have to be. He's born in April, you can win the cash.
That's right. Let's meet our contestant because I just want to give away some money right now.
Yeah, it's Sarah from Mount Hutton. She's a manager at a community centre, recently had her appendix out, injury prone with many under her belt, and she's currently doing laps for life with her sister with a goal of 36 kilometres. Sarah, good job. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, going well. All right, tell us about these injuries. What's been your worst one?
Gosh. I ran into a tree and split my head open.
Oh, I didn't hear what you ran into, but I heard split head open. Yeah. I went, that sounds terrible.
Wow. Mate.
A tree.
Oh, a tree.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're often moving around causing trouble.
You're one of those people, Sarah, I think, that just needs to walk around life wrapped in some sort of protective padding.
Bubble wrap.
Hey, let's win you some money. Let's spin these birthday balls.
Yeah.
$300 up for grabs today.
Good luck.
Let's start Monday off right. Okay. Right. Were you born on the 7th of April?
No.
Damn it. Oh, well. Damn it. Well, you told us about your injury, so that was a bit of fun.
That means it's back tomorrow. We're $325. We are done, guys.
Yeah, we are. And something really exciting as well, that the New FM Nights Kid is kicking back off the year. So what you need to do is head to newfm.com.au, register your child's details, and then listen to us to find out who the next New FM Knights kid is running the game ball out for the Knights versus West Tigers on Sunday, the 20th of March.
How good's that?
How good.
I love the Knights kid. Whenever we do this, it's such a great initiative.
Mm.
You go to the stadium with your family. You go, like, underneath the stadium.
The where secret players area. Are.
You get to run out as if you were a knight. It's so cool.
Money can't buy experience too, which is really, really cool. So head there, newfm.com.au. Do it now.
Are we revealing the first one on Thursday?
Ooh,
so get on there, kids.
Exciting.
Tell mum or dad to nominate you.
Yeah.
That's us done. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Enjoy.
105 commercial free is next.
Yes. Yeah, a bit of this. Sunshine, it's fresh.
Yes.
That's good.
Yep.
This is better to me, though.
Prevo's vibe. I can
this
see
is much
Prevo
better.
Getting down to this.
I still grind the floor when I hear this song. You should see it.
I was playing
it
on the weekend.
I'd like to. After 9 o'clock, you can show me.
That'll be good. Let's see that.
Yes. Yeah. You and Jackson can have a bit of a grind off.
Ooh.
I'll do the worm, you do a grind.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
All right, down for it.
Oh.
Jax Jones.
What tunes?
These are very good day today.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you then.
Bye.